Hi guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Patrick Mbogwa. I'm so sorry it's been a minute. Life happens and it happened to me, and I'm not here to make any excuses. I just wanted you guys to know the situation. So I'm back. I am really now trying to be as consistent as possible. It's been several months later since I released my last episode. So with no further ado, I think I should just introduce today's topic, which is must visit unique shops in Nairobi. So I think that it's important, especially for us Nairobians, to hook each other up with the best services you could get out there. And I think I have curated sort of my favorite shops I visit constantly when I'm up and down in town Nairobi, especially when I'm looking for specific items and find very unique items that I did not expect to find. So I think the first shop I should mention is, of course, Miniso. Miniso is very underrated. I don't think every single person in Nairobi knows about it. And if they do, I must be very wrong and I don't know what I'm talking about. But for some reason, it's, you know, you mention Miniso to some people and they're like, wait, what? What's Miniso? You know? But I think Miniso is quite a unique shop. It has random items that you for sure you would not think you wanted or have any need for, but for some reason once you enter that shop you see things and you things just make sense. I think that is what I'm trying to get to. So the minute I enter Miniso, I see the random things such as, you know, from as little as very unique pens that write better than some of these pens we have. I am not going to mention any brands. Or to random things I have bought, like car fresheners for my dad or for whoever, you know, I feel like needs a car freshener. I know it sounds wrong, but I guess I am just that person who, I think that's one of my love languages. Anyway, away from that, I think Miniso is very unique. It has unique things. I have bought several gifts for my people at Miniso because they have really, from household items to, you know, clothes, things to nice quality bags to little things like toothbrushes to, you know, your different scents of sanitizers to anything. But the minute you enter Miniso, you'll find anything and everything. I think these people have done a brilliant job in opening shops around Nairobi. If you know, you know, you know. And so the other day I went, there's a time I went inside just to window shop for my baby cousin's birthday gift. And so you know that feeling you get when you have spent on items that you did not budget for? Miniso does that to you. So you enter there with a specific, like, window shopping, let's say, and you come out with several things that you did not expect to get. So then you end up feeling really, really terrible for spending so much money on random things. But then these random things make sense, you know, like you can use them on a day-to-day basis. They make sense, you know, they make you happy because they are unique and fairly priced. It's a very fairly priced place location. Of course, it's in the malls, is where you'll find the shop. Yeah, and so you end up feeling like you've gotten a steal on several things, especially when they are doing their offers and stuff like that. Okay, that's enough about Miniso. So the next shop I really love to go when I get the time is Maasai Market. I feel like Maasai Market is also a very unique shop, and that goes without saying. The minute you step in, you know, maybe in CBD Nairobi where they are located, or in Lavington next to Lavington Mall, or like some random pop-up shops in Westgate Mall where you go and, you know, if you can spend a pretty penny if you're not too sure of what you want, you know, like specific items like bomber jackets or like shoes maybe. So the vendors have everything in dashiki or kitenge print, which makes them as unique as it can get. Very African and very African. So I think once you go there, just make sure you have an idea of the item, specific item you want to get. I have gone there with my cousin severally, and she's gotten very nice earrings that she's worn for years and years. So I think their things are quality. But all you need to know is that this place, you go there when you want to really spend a pretty penny. I also think that if you want to gift someone, this is a very nice gift option. Some of the items are a bit expensive. There's a time I was looking to get my aunt a gift. It was way out of my budget, but I think if I had saved a bit more, or if I was ready, prepared, I would have for sure gotten her a nice handbag, a nice maybe this, you know, these coast hats that are nicely printed with a kitenge, you know, cloth, you know, print something like that, you know. I don't know if I'm making sense, you know. They are very unique. For example, there's a time me and my cousin were going to get a gift for another cousin of mine, and we got her very nice denim shorts with nice dashiki patterns and prints, and she really appreciated them. I think that's all I have for Maasai Market. Number three, I think the next location you should for sure check out is LC Waikiki. I feel like this is specifically if you really want to spend some money here and there. They are a bit pricey, but what I usually do for myself, and I think especially when I want items that are as nice as possible, and I don't know what that means, but I guess, yeah, we'll go with that, as nice as possible or as unique as possible. Of course, you are ready to splurge when you go here. That's the point. You have very unique things in your wardrobe, and I think that is what I envision when I go in there, you know. So apparently how the owners got the name was that the partners created the LC Waikiki brand by adding the word Waikiki. So Waikiki refers to the beach, if you don't know, and LC, which is the first letters of Les Copains, meaning friends in French. So I think they were going with a more, you know, I don't know how I would refer to that, but it seems like they were going with friends going to the beach or something like that. So outfits that you would feel comfortable going to the beach with. But also, I think what you need to keep in mind is when you're going to the beach, it's hot. So, you know, clothes that are light, you can wear them whenever it's hot, but they also have clothes where you can wear when it's a bit cool, like leather jackets, like jackets in general, bomber jackets, jeans. I usually get my jeans from LC Waikiki because I think the quality lasts forever. I have a black jeans I bought from them when, like, I think 6 years ago, when I was still in, like, when I was just joining university, and I still have them and I wear them all the time. So it goes to show that for sure these guys give you quality and value for money. So this is what I do. So I make sure I go to their Instagram page, or I just Google about them here and there, just to see whether they have offers. Sometimes they have crazy offers that go up to 80% or 50%, and that means if you're getting an item for like 2.5, it will be reduced to like 1500. So for example, if it's jeans for 2.5, you can imagine getting quality jeans that will last you even more than 5 years for 1500, you know, and not worn, you're the first one to wear. It's crazy, you know. It's just madness. So when you have some chums here and there, you can go to LC and check them out. I think they're amazing. The next shop I really think I love, and I usually go to just to see what they have, is Mr. Price. I think Mr. Price are similar to LC, but I would regard them as a bit cheaper. So if maybe one of the items at LC Waikiki is 2,500, at Mr. Price you'll find the item for like 2k or like 1800 or 1500. Yeah, so this place is really good to go when you feel like you want to get quality, but also you don't want to splurge on LC, so you are looking for another alternative. Mr. Price is that alternative for you. So sometimes, not all the time, you'll be able to afford them. I mean, they are still way up there. But when you want to look for quality things, I think this is where you should go, at a cheaper price than LC Waikiki. There's a time I went to Mr. Price randomly looking for a nice shoe. I mean I was like looking for a sporty shoe just to wear around town, when I'm doing my errands. So initially, they were on offer. And this is where things got a bit crazy and I for sure trusted Mr. Price. They were on offer. So the shoes were 5K originally. Yeah? When I tell you this shoe was discounted for almost 90%, I could not believe my eyes, guys. I could not believe my eyes. This shoe was dropped from 5K to like 1,500 Kenya shillings. Do you realize how crazy that is? Like, even the days you go for offers, you will not get such a crazy deal. So the minute I saw that, best believe I bought the shoe. Best believe I bought the shoe and I walked out smiling, you know? Yeah, so that really made my day and I felt like I've really achieved what I needed to. I also like them because I like their outfits. They are semi-official and much cheaper than LC, as I said before. And they offer variety for the cheapest quality, even for the cheapest quality or to the lush, soft khaki pants maybe. Because I like to split between semi-official and I have, for example, when I have, for example, meetings or when I'm feeling like I want to dress up a bit, I go for khaki pants and stuff like that. So Mr. Price suits that need for me. The next shop, which I discovered just the other day through my cousin, is Max. So Max are really good shop to go to and check out because they are in the same range as LC Waikiki and Mr. Price, or even cheaper, you know, it just ranges, you know. So the other day when I went there, I saw they really have different, like they are catering for a different, you know, not things you've already seen, you know, at LC Waikiki or Mr. Price. They kind of like, I don't know how to explain it, but when the minute I entered there, I was seeing, you know, PJs that were cheap, not cheap, you know, cheap is relative, but very good quality. I remember I bought my brother pants, pajamas from LC and he swears, from Max and he swears by them. Yeah, so I will say Max is a good place to go, just check out. I mean, especially when, so what I usually do when I'm going out there to shop, especially in these malls and stuff like that, I usually go to these three shops for like, I save like myself a good several hours to go up and down because I'm not giving money to people, and then I go and check another shop and see I should have spent the money here. So I really go up and down checking, counter checking, seeing how much this is. If this is cheaper, I get the cheaper one, you know. If I can get an even cheaper one, I go for that. So I really counter check because value for money, and I don't like spending money like that. You know, I like to get quality, value for money, as I said. So yeah, try Max. Surprisingly, I will say they are cheaper than LC, but I feel like I still have a few more trips to Max to be able to ascertain that for sure it's cheaper than LC or Mr. Price or whatever, you know. Then now we go to more, I would consider these shops now a bit more of like, you want to get things a bit cheaper, variety, and you don't want to spend a lot of money and you have a budget. So I think the first shop I will mention for sure is Carrefour or Carrefour. So here they have such good variety of items. When I want as many options as possible, this is where I go. You get there and you are spoiled for choice for sure, you know. They have so many different sections with so many different varieties, and I think that just makes them completely stand out. When you get there and you are spoiled, you know, you're spoiled for choice for something like, you know, like sometimes I go there to shop for my shower gels and stuff like that, and lotions and all that. And they have items, you know, from the usual Nivea brands and Akina Vaseline to brands such as L'Oreal, Adidas, Fa, Protex, you know, and the more expensive ones like Old Spice. I really like that because it gives me options depending on my pocket, and I think they are a good place to go shop when you really feel like you want to value for money, you know. I'll mention a lot of value for money here because I think that is what I run with. And especially when I'm broke, I have options for when I'm broke. And when I have some chums here and there to spend, you know, I have options. Yeah, that is what I mean. They have that options for men, even for ladies, variety. That is what I mean. You know, like it's an actual supermarket that I'm pretty impressed with when it comes to variety. So for all of you who love alcohol and what were enjoyment, people enjoy enjoyment basically, their alcohol selection is mad. And I think for all of you alcoholics, that will for sure make your day because you have options to choose from beers to gins to whiskeys to whatever floats your boat, you know. Yeah, then the next thing that I was pretty impressed with is their snack stash or snack collection. So they have snacks for days. When I go there to shop for whatever I'm shopping for, I have to pass by their snacks just to see what they've brought, what needs to be tested, you know, all that. And sometimes you'll be lucky enough to get in there, and when they are trying to promote something, they'll give you a free sample. And you know, you can never say no to a free sample, because why would you say no to a free sample, you know? Yeah, so I always get confused and I always pick up the wrong thing, and then I regret. I should have picked this other thing, you know, in terms of flavor, in terms of all that jazz. So when you go to their electronic sales section, I think they are pretty stocked and they have variety that suits whatever budget you have. I think Carrefour or Carrefour is just the supermarket to go to, and luckily they're not everywhere. So if you are far off from the supermarket, I mean, you just select a day when you're free, when you don't have a lot to do and you have some energy, to just go shop around there and see what they have to offer, because they really do have variety, and I can vouch that for them. There's a time I was buying a card for my camera, and for all of you tech gurus or tech people or people who've used the camera, when it comes to space, you know, you really have to try and look up and down. You know, you don't want to buy fake things, but you also don't want to splurge almost 10k on cards so that you get the most space. So there's a time I went to Carrefour and I was like looking for cards for SD cards for my camera. So I had a clear budget of 1500, and I knew when I go to Akina, like the Nikon shop or whatever like that, they I'll get like 28 GB or whatever. So when I went there, I saw that I got, this was crazy, I got a card for 1500. Of course the brand matters and stuff like that, but I got a SD card for 1500 that was 128 GB. Do you know, I could not believe what I just found. So for sure Carrefour whatever has its moments, you know, when things will work in your favor. So I urge you to just pop in and see what they have to offer. The next second last shop or location or whatever you'd like to call it, I will suggest is Toy Market. I think here is where most people just, you know, you'll find almost everyone, and you know, you'll find everyone. Bargaining at Toy Market is the order of the day. If you don't know how to bargain, go with someone who can bargain, because you do not want to spend crazy amounts of money for something you can bargain, you know, and all that. So that's a good thing about this place. You can bargain the hell out of second-hand items, and you never know what you'll find. Sometimes these second-hand items are designer, sometimes they are not. Sometimes they are very good quality, sometimes they are not. So you have to give yourself some time to just go through things, go through stalls and stuff like that, but make sure you bargain. I think that's like, I cannot insist that enough. Bargain, because for example, you will go try and get jeans, second-hand jeans, eh? For like, they will initially tell you 1500, and then if you bargain, you can bargain it up to like 650 or 700 or even lower, or even 500 if you get a person who you, maybe you're buying stash from and you're like, no, reduce all these things for me. So just bargain. So currently I'm on a mission. I have not gone to toy market in a while. I'm on a mission to find two items, a very good quality leather and denim jacket. So that is for sure my plan, you know. And that's that for toy market. Just make sure you go and bargain. That's all I can say. The next location, which is the last location I have for you guys today, is a Globe. So for all of you Kenyans, Nairobians, you know, when you're about to enter Nairobi, there's that location right there, Globe and Koja. So around there, there are people who sell secondhand clothing. So I think what I should insist here is that go during the day and go with someone if you're not able to negotiate. That's one. And two, make sure you are keen on the things you're being given, because sometimes I've had stories of people who've been exchanged items. You're given the, you're shown the item that you're purchasing, and then they kind of do some exchange lingo thing with the person who is next to them, and then they give you the wrong thing. So if you do not counter check, especially during at night when you're in a rush, when you can't see, you know, all that, just be careful for that. On that, you know, just be careful, because they can really mess you up if you're not careful. I mean, they're trying to make business, so for sure, why wouldn't they do all this? So for you to not kind of suffer through it, just make sure you're keen and you are be as paranoid as possible, and make sure you see whatever you're being given is what is being put in the bag. That's all I'm saying. So yeah, make sure if it's shoes, counter check the shoe you're being given. Counter check it's the left and the right shoe, because sometimes they'll give you two left shoes or two right shoes. You never know what can happen here. It's a good place to go shop because you'll get quality. Sometimes you'll get quality. Of course, it's secondhand and thoroughly secondhand. Some things are just worn out and they are trying to sell. Of course, don't buy those things, because why are you buying something that has been worn out? Yeah, it doesn't make sense. But just make sure you counter check things you're being sold. Because they really sometimes have good quality things, but yeah, just bargain and counter check 100%. So with that, I think that's all I have for you guys today. Yeah, I really hope that this thing now takes off thoroughly, because I've seen you guys have been asking, where have I gone? What have I done? Why am I leaving people dry? I'm sorry, guys. It's just life. And, you know, the editing process, I don't have time to do that. I have my life going on. But I'm also trying to integrate all these things together. So just bear with me. I promise I am now back. I'll try and make sure that at least, but for sure, I'm back. So I hope you guys have a lovely day, evening, night, or whatever time you're listening to this podcast. And thanks for listening. That has been my time. Bye.